A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Cody, Mary, Charlene, Jeff, Eric, Panis, you're ready for the quiz. You thought I was joking. Tell me, what do these groups have in common? Nomads, gypsies, wayfarers, sojourners, kings and queens of the road. All right, you all fail. You can be seated. They all move about. All those groups are travelers. We can toss disciple into that group. Have you heard that trite little expression that life is a journey? Yes? Have you heard that expression that life is a journey? Trite little expression, right? But trite little expressions oftentimes are true. We are on a journey, not necessarily in miles, but in time. We're moving on from yesterday to today to tomorrow. And a disciple's journey is a very special journey. Everything that we need for the journey of discipleship is found here tonight. Water. Always need water for the travels. Here we find water. Water from the rock. Water that cleanses us, refreshes us. Life-giving water. What else does every journey need? You need snacks for the road trip, right? Here we find food and drink for the journey. Bread and wine. Body and blood. Substantial. Sustaining. Saving is this meal. And companions. Here are the companions for the journey. Just look around. We don't travel alone. You travel with us. We travel with you. We all travel together. We travel as a people, sometimes carrying one another along the way. Sometimes we're the ones that are being carried along the way. And here, we remember where we have been and what has happened to us. Here we share the stories of our pilgrimage. Stories from garden to desert, from mountaintop to plain, from slavery to freedom, from sacrifice to tomb to light. Stories that define us, sustain us. Stories that comfort us, heal us, and encourage us. Stories from the past that we find happening among us all over again. And here we find our guide. One who has gone before and has come back to lead us forward. In the waters, in the meal, in our companions, in the stories, we find the risen Christ. Jesus, the risen one. No longer do we have to wander aimlessly about, not knowing where to go. Jesus is the one that leads us forward along the way. In Christ, our goal is clear. Our destination is definite. Our home is ready. Our companions are confirmed. And our place at the banquet is made ready for us. All that we need for the journey is found here. All that we need is found in Easter. This is Easter. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is what defines us, guides us, moves us along the way. We are so thrilled that you are joining us this evening. We are so happy that you too are our companions along the way. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us stand. And let us call out not just to one another to pray for and with one another. Let's cry out to all the company of saints to be with us this night. Call out to all the saints to pray with us, to pray for us.